Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for joining us. If you just tuned in, we're glad you did that. Otherwise, we're just glad you're here. You're going to be glad you did because Joel Abava is back with us. Joel is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and one of the top franchise experts that we know, and that's what he does. He helps people to follow that dream, follow that, what I call entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines. That's what a franchise is, and he's here to talk to us about that. Joel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. You know, my wife takes offense to that brain trust thing of yours. She doesn't get it. She doesn't understand how I fit in.
So she you're not trustworthy? Is that what she's thinking?
That's what she's thinking.
It's not the brain thing.
Oh, right? No, of course not.
Hey, it's good to have you back, and you know, one of the things that you've told us over the years is that when the economy softens, franchise activity picks up. It historically has picked up. How is it going these days?
Well, this time around, this recession, it took longer to pick up because of the fear and the politics and everything
and the
else.
And the credit issues.
Especially last year where there were just so many things coming into play. It has picked up a lot. The credit and the lending situation is still pretty tough.
Yeah. It's hard to get financing for a franchise because you've got to have some of your own money to get a franchise, right? I mean,
that's right.
It's really very, very difficult, if not impossible, to get a franchise with any critical mass with all borrowed money.
Oh, yeah. No lender right now wants to hear that you'd be interested in getting a franchise with nothing down.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Even when you were putting up 20-30%, that still took a healthy financial statement to pull that off, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and the lenders in general definitely want to see those kind of amounts, 20-30% of someone's own money.
And folks, we're not trying to be negative here. We're just trying to make sure that you understand what the reality is.
Oh yeah,
one of the things people don't want to do these days, Joel, is waste their time.
That's right. People are too busy.
And there are some things that you and I could talk about with regard to entrepreneurship, with regard to starting your own business, whether it be a franchise or not. There are some things that you and I could caution people about, and those are things that people could literally overcome them. They could say, you know, we could say, oh, now it's a lot of work. You got to make sure it's really hard, and people can overcome that part. But the sheer financial obligation of starting any business, let alone a franchise, that's a reality that it has to be dealt with.
Yes, it does. And we're not being negative here, but you know, why be surprised? Why get all excited about getting into a business of your own and then finding out that you need $60,000 as opposed to $20,000?
Right. Or maybe just, you know, your signature. There are people out there who still think that. And $60,000 won't buy you a McDonald's either, will it?
No. But $60,000 of your own money, combined with hopefully a loan, you can get into some opportunities.
Like what? What
would be there's opportunities out there that are in the $180,000-$200,000 range. Whether it's a Great Clips kind of hair salon,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a residential cleaning franchise like Maid Brigade or Molly Maid, something
right,
like that.
Right.
Those are fairly inexpensive. You don't have to spend $1 million to get into a franchise.
Mm-hmm. Aren't those kinds of services going to be in more demand in the future? Because more and more of us, you know, as Americans especially, and I think really people around the world, as we're valuing our time more than our money, and I think that's still what's happening. Maybe not as much at this very moment, but over in the past, recent past, and I think coming up,
we're
going to continue to value our time more than our money. And if that's the case, aren't personal services type of things, cleaning, repair, those kinds of things, aren't those going to be more and more popular?
Oh yeah, they're increasing in demand now. And then you have the folks that are retiring that not only want those services, but they sometimes require some of those services.
Right. Well, and you know, my generation, the baby boomers, you know, all the other baby boomers, not me, but all the others are aging. And so they're going to require, as you say, they're 70, like 78 million, mm-hmm. the largest generation so far in American history is turning, you know, has already turned 60 or is near to turn 60.
That's right. That's
right. In the next 5 or 6, 8 years.
You know, it's interesting, Jim, because I'm not aging either, just like you. It's really strange.
Yeah.
All the other baby boomers are.
Well, it's because of the association with the show.
Of course.
See, we're like this time stops here on the show. See?
Yeah, it sure does.
Go ahead.
It's very interesting. And quite frankly, the handyman services and the residential cleaning services, their demand is still there. They are really not down in this economy because mm-hmm. people, once they get those services, they want to keep them if they can.
What about people who aren't handy? But that's an option that they want. I mean, is there anything wrong with getting a business that maybe you don't want to be the deliverer of the services, but you want to scale it to the degree that you manage people who are?
Absolutely.
What about that?
Yes, and that's the model that most franchisors really want to see nowadays, is people that run the business but aren't actually doing some of it sometimes. You don't have to be a handyman to get into a handyman business.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a maid or a butler to get into a residential cleaning service. What you have to do is you have to be able to manage people mm-hmm. and do business development. Those are the keys, and a lot of people can do that already.
Mm-hmm. And now you've started a new service, haven't you?
Sure have. It's
Tell us about that.
Called AskTheFranchiseKing.com, and
it's like Ask Jim, only longer.
Yes, only
longer. And about franchise.
Yes, yeah, and a little more focused than yours. Yours is small business, and mine is just the franchise part.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm trying to do...
AskTheFranchiseKing.com. And you would be the king, right?
Yes, I would
okay,
be the king.
Okay, all right,
go ahead. Thank you.
Go ahead.
And what I'm trying to do is save people some headaches, and save them from spending needless money on legal fees and accounting help before they need it. A lot of people, unfortunately, go to friends and family and ask questions about franchising. Although well-meaning, friends and family might not know a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to save them a step. So the first answer is on me, and if they'd like to arrange a consultation for a very nominal fee, I'll talk to them for 45 minutes, an hour. We can arrange that.
Right.
And I'll just answer some basic questions before they even start the process.
Wow.
What a
good investment that's got to be.
Absolutely. Or while they're in the process.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Great service. And this is much needed out there, ladies and gentlemen. AskTheFranchiseKing.com. That's my buddy Joel. I've always known he was royalty. He looks good in purple, too, by the way. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back.
America. As I was walking down the street one day.
A little Chicago bringing us back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. Thank you for going there. Thank you for checking out my blog and subscribe to my newsletter, which we'll send you, by the way, for free by email every Sunday afternoon. And I think you'll like it because it gets you ready for the week ahead. Lots of good stuff. We get a lot of compliments on our newsletter. And then, of course, as I said, the blog. My new blog post is on the impact. Some new information I've received on the impact of the global warming debate, the cap and trade debate, the cap and tax debate, I should say, and that impact on our small businesses. And that's the new blog post. And, of course, you can ask questions at AskJim.biz right off the homepage. And you can listen, you can read. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can take care of there. Whatever you're looking for under the small business sun, we got it for you. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Joel Ababa is all over the social media scene. He's really doing a great job of getting himself out there and spreading the knowledge about franchising. He is the franchise king. And Joel, give us the website again. Tell us the one you want us to really look for.
I would recommend going to the blog, the Franchise King blog. That's where the deepest information is about franchising.
And what's that address?
www.thefranchisekingblog.com.
Okay. And can they find your answer, your ask a question site?
Sure, Ask the Franchise King. The link is right there.
Right off of there. So folks,
right off of there.
thefranchiseKingblog.com.
Yes, and I know you subscribe, Jim. So that
of course, and so yeah. Now, what the stuff that Joel does is top shelf, folks. Joel, what are you hearing from people when people are calling you and are checking in with you on your promotion or your Ask the Franchise King site? What are the classic questions you're getting?
Well, it's interesting. The questions are coming from all over the world, not only the U.S.
Wow.
And a lot of them are really, really basic. How do I start my franchise concept in Bulgaria? I'm hearing questions locally. How do I get financing if I don't have any money down? Or is it too early to talk to a franchise lawyer? So some wow. really interesting questions, and I can help these people before mm-hmm. they start spending money. Mm-hmm. And I do want them to work with franchise attorneys, and I do want them to work with small business CPAs, but only when the timing is right, not too
right.
early.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, there's no reason to get into the technical part if you don't understand the fundamentals.
That's right.
Nothing to a few bucks with Joel and find out if it's even what you want to do or not. To get to find out whether, oh, you mean I can't do this for $13. It's going to take a little more than that. Or, oh, I'll have to have a bank involved. Or oh, I have to do exactly what the franchisor says. You know, those are oh answers, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. Including, are you even right for a franchise-type business? Let's
right.
find out now.
Right. What would be an example of somebody other than like me? I mean, I wouldn't be a good franchise option because I don't like to follow instructions.
Either would I.
But that's the reason I call it entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines. But there are people out there and probably the majority of the people are better franchise prospects. But they got to find that out. So what's an example of someone?
Example of someone, let's say it's a downsized executive with a vice president of operations title
mm-hmm.
who has been out of work, he or she's been out of work 4 or 5 months, maybe 3 months, and has decided that corporate America isn't just what mm-hmm. it was all cracked up to be.
Mm-hmm.
Someone like that could be good franchise material. They're used to working in a corporate culture,
right.
which requires some rules
right.
and some guidelines.
If
they're not too entrepreneurial, they could be right for a franchise.
Now, this doesn't mean that if you have an entrepreneurial spirit, you can't be an entrepreneur. Or you can't
Correct.
Be a franchisee.
Correct.
But there are some. You just have to understand that the franchisor has established a method. They've established a system and documentation and a process. I mean, if you're making hamburgers and they say turn right to put the hamburger on the bun,
yeah.
they're not going to want you to turn left.
And they don't want your input on why you should turn left.
Exactly, and you're paying them for this perfection. I mean, that's the reason why a McDonald's hamburger tastes the same in Moscow as it does in Moline.
That's right. The franchisor is really the true entrepreneur.
Yeah, that's right. But this gives you the ability. A franchise gives you the ability to have your own business, but your business is running on somebody else's track. Now you own the business, but it's their track that they've laid for you, right?
That's absolutely correct, and there's some entrepreneurial things you can do that will allow you some creativity, but remember, mm-hmm. the reason you've purchased and invested your money into this franchise is because it is someone else's idea, and you need to follow it, and that's okay.
Is franchising overseas growing
yes,
in other countries?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely growing, but, you know, most of it's food, a lot of restaurant and food-related mm-hmm. things. But it's growing.
I mean, I just wonder if I could see somebody here who may be just tired of not having a job, or if they've got some money, you know, maybe they look around and say, you know what, I think I can do better franchising in Brazil or Bulgaria, as you said, you know,
right, or even Canada. Canada
right.
is a very, very powerful franchising
country. Is that right?
Country.
So there's a lot of opportunity in Canada, maybe, for franchising.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Give us the website again, Joel.
www.thefranchisekingblog.com.
All right, so check it out, folks, and check out take advantage of his offer of one free answer. How about that? And then after that, if you want to work with him some more, he'll charge you for that, but he'll be fair, I promise. Joel LaBava, ladies and gentlemen, check it out. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back after these messages, 29 after. Stay with us.
The end of the tunnel, I see it burning bright.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.